The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks have one more game on the schedule at home at SAP Center, and that's tonight. It's the Sharks and the Vancouver Canucks, game 41 of a home schedule that has brought much joy to the fan base at the Shark Tank. However, the Sharks have a lot to do. They're still in the playoff hunt, although it is a little precarious in terms of what they need to do to get in. More than likely, the Sharks have to win out in their final contests of the regular season. Right now, they find themselves 8 points behind Anaheim in the battle for third place in the Pacific Division, and believe it or not, that is still a realm of mathematical possibility. However, it's more likely that if the Sharks qualify for the Stanley Cup playoffs, they'll be a wild card team. And for that, they trail Los Angeles by 4 points, Nashville by 3, and Winnipeg by 1. And so it's definitely an uphill battle for San Jose beginning this evening against the Canucks. Part of the reason for that has been difficult play the last two games. A tough loss at home, 5-2 to Edmonton on April the 8th. And then the very next night in Anaheim, a 6-1 debacle against the Anaheim Ducks, in which the Sharks didn't really have a lot to show in front of goaltender Yaroslav Askarov. Askarov gets back into the net tonight against the Canucks team that's long been eliminated from playoff contention. And so obviously, the goal is to get a victory tonight and a season sweep of the series against the Canucks. The most important factor for Adam Gaudette is that the Sharks are not out of it.
No, exactly. That's the thing. We're just going to keep have to grind it out to right to the very end. Never know what could happen. Could come down to the last game. And like I said earlier, you got to give it everything you got every game.
Kiefer Sherwood, who's been providing great leadership down the stretch, says the Sharks want to play more than four games, and to do that, they're going to have to be focused.
Exactly, yeah. It's one at a time. We got to take care of business tonight. We need results at this time of the year, so we got to get 2 points and move on and focus on the road trip.
Adam Gaudette talked about the modus operandi for tonight.
You're just going to play every game like your last. You got to give your best effort forward every night and leave it all out there. We're not out of it yet. You never know what can happen. So we just got to give it all we got till the very end.
And Michael Mesa, at 18 years of age, talked about his learning experience down the stretch in the regular season.
I think since probably the Olympic break, coming back from then, I kind of felt like myself again, after overcoming that injury and stuff. And I think this year's definitely been, more of a transition year and kind of get used to and comfortable with this level, and I think overall I did a pretty good job of it, and obviously we still have four games left, so just trying to finish strong.
All you have to do to find out how pro hockey has affected Mesa is to ask him what he wants to accomplish in the last four games.
Win all of them. I mean, that's we still got a shot to make the playoffs, and we gotta win out.
Mesa says the team mindset is, if the Sharks do what they're supposed to do, they'll have more than four games on the schedule.
Yeah, exactly. I think once we end these four games, I think everyone in this room hopes that, we got more left in the tank for the playoffs.
For a Sharks head coach, Ryan Warsawski, the long journey begins with a single step tonight.
Yeah, I think exactly is what it's all about, right? We're in a position where obviously we've seen how important these games are down the stretch, and the last two weren't good. And I think this is a group that really gets along and wants to continue to playing. And to do that, you got to put a performance on the ice tonight. That's the most important thing that's in front of us.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
Termites, rodents, and other pests never rest. Luckily, neither does Planet Orange. Think you may have a pest problem? Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for a free termite inspection or general pest consultation from our licensed professionals. Planet Orange is an innovator in effective, eco-friendly pest control methods. They'll customize each program for your needs using the most eco-friendly solution available. So don't wait. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com and get started today.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sapolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
Greatness doesn't settle for last seed in the playoffs and an early exit. It doesn't rest on its laurels or stare at pennants in the rafters. Greatness isn't found in the past, but in the boundless promise of tomorrow. Forget business as usual, break new ground, and build something unforgettable. Win it all, then win it again. Smash records, defy expectations, usher in a new era. Greatness isn't about what you've done, it's about where you're going. Whatever you do, don't stop. SanDisk, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
We are live on Hockey Island, inside Riley's mind, to bring you the first ever Inside Out Classic. An NHL game unlike anything you've ever seen before, featuring the Washington Capitals and the New York Rangers. Get ready for an emotional hockey showdown with joy, sadness, anxiety, and the rest of Riley's emotions. The Inside Out Classic, Capitals Rangers, Sunday at 7 Eastern, on Disney Plus, Disney XD, and Disney Channel, and the ESPN app.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill, and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop in. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
The Sharks are a perfect 3-0 against Vancouver this year. They've outscored the Canucks 14-7, but nobody is taking the Canucks for granted. The Sharks have made several lineup changes. Back in action tonight will be Igor Chernyshov, who sat out the last game. Adam Gaudette also returns to action up front. The bottom line is the Sharks have to play playoff-style hockey, and Kiefer Sherwood talked about how to get the team to do that.
It's between the ears. I think it's a mindset. It's coming to work with your work boots on, and you know, at this time of the year, you got to be on your toes, not your heels. Like, you got to be able to push and attack. Can't wait to get down, have some urgency. So, we are who we are, and we got to make it happen and try to push and give ourselves a chance. We have to have desperation and urgency from the puck drop.
Adam Gaudette compared this to his experience last season when he was a member of the Ottawa Senators when they qualified for the playoffs right at the end.
Yeah, very similar situation. Came down to the last few games. Kind of had some swings where, you know, we're on the line and we lose a game or two and you have to work our way back. So, I learned a lot about moving on quick last year. And you know, you can't think about the last game. You just got to worry about the task at hand in front of you that night. And, like I said, give your best effort forth and who knows what can happen.
There's a lot for the coaches to do, too, as head coach Ryan Warsofsky talked about it.
There's teaching moments, throughout this stretch and even this morning where we're showing some things that we need more of. We need more of that ultra competitiveness for, you know, puck battles, to get on the forecheck and stop pucks up and play in the offensive zone, to end plays in the defensive zone. And obviously Sherwood does a really good job of that. Barkley Goodrow has done a really good job of that down this stretch. But we need more. We need more from everyone, going forward. And it starts really with tonight's game against Vancouver.
Don't forget to tune in to all of the exciting action. It's Fan Appreciation Night, presented by SAP, the Sharks, and the Vancouver Canucks at SAP Center. Jamal Mayers joins me with all of the action starting at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time with our Sharks warm-up pregame program. We follow up with the play-by-play right after that. Find us on the app, online, and on a terrestrial affiliate station. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.